Sunshine State warns illegal immigrants, do not come to Florida. Life will not be easy for you. By Hannah Blow on April 14, 2022. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis's, R. administration issued a stern warning to illegal immigrants who seek to flock to Florida, warning them not to come to the Sunshine State because life will not be easy for them. As the administration is committed to enforcing immigration laws even if the federal government and other states won't. To those who have entered the country illegally. Fair warning, do not come to Florida, the executive office of the governor of Florida told Fox News in a statement. Life will not be easy for you, because we are obligated to uphold the immigration laws of this country, even if our federal government and other states won't. The statement continued, making it clear that the Sunshine State is by no means a sanctuary state. The administration made it abundantly clear that social programs in the state are designed to serve the citizens of their state, not illegal immigrants. The governor will protect the sovereignty of the state of Florida. The statement continued, telling illegals that the Biden administration has done them a great disservice by encouraging them to make dangerous treks, oftentimes at great physical distress to themselves and their family. Sometimes, this has even meant putting your fate into the hands of dangerous coyotes and human traffickers. The governor's office continued, making it clear that there is a legal process to obtain American citizenship, and it should be followed. DeSantis has long criticized President Biden's reckless open borders policies, seeking millions to transport illegal aliens out of Florida. In yesterday's budget, I put in $8 million for us to be able to transport people here illegally out of the state of Florida, DeSantis said in December 2021. It's somewhat tongue-in-cheek, but it is true. If you sent them to Delaware or Martha's Vineyard or some of these places, that border would be secure the next day. The statement coincides with news of the first migrant bus arriving in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday, per Texas Governor Greg Abbott's, R, orders. According to reports, the migrants are from Colombia, Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. As the federal government continues to turn a blind eye to the border crisis, the state of Texas will remain steadfast in our efforts to fill in the gaps and keep Texans safe, the Lone Star State governor said in a statement. By busing migrants to Washington, D.C., the Biden administration will be able to more immediately meet the needs of the people they are allowing to cross our border, he continued. Texas should not have to bear the burden of the Biden administration's failure to secure our border.